That's faggot shit.
Welcome to the Weebcast. I'm Tone, and today I'm joined by Corbo.
Oh, hello. Hi.
And Miles Poland.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Today we are doing Kimono Friends.
Kimono Friends! Kimochi! No, I should let Patrick do that. But,
Yeah,
this is Kimono Friends. I'm sure, many people have heard about it or kind of know what the hell it is. Probably never watched it though because of shitty CGI.
You've probably at least seen like a fucking meme or something with one of the girls in it. Corbo, do you like to explain what Kimono Friends is? I mean, this is kind of your show.
Yeah, this is kind of my thing. Many times I've mentioned this show before, but this was a show back in like what? It's been like a year now.
January 2017, almost 2 years.
Yeah, it's a show directed by a Tatsuki. I think his full name is actually out there, but he's obviously a genius because he turned essentially a game that was supposed to be a sort of gacha game that you collect monster girls. Well, not really monster girls, but just girls with cat ears and tails and, you know, all the likes. Yeah. I guess just animal girls is a better description of it. And turned it into an anime that was widely successful just because of its charm. It was a game that was failed from the start. It never came out fully. It only had like how would you say? It only had like a few leaks of some of the content in it, which is out there. But it never came to full release, and they kind of just scrapped the entire idea. But the thing is that with the game, it was supposed to come out an anime as well. But so while the game was scrapped, the anime was still in full motion. And this man, I guess, just came out of nowhere. It was like, okay, let's turn this gacha game where we get a bunch of animal girls in a park, and let's turn it into a post-apocalyptic world where the only thing left are humanoid animal girls.
It's to put it simply, it's what should just be a cheap tie into a mobile game, but actually ended up being something very good.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's I would say that's debatable, and even I understand it because
I
will go out the bat. I say I love this series.
I love it too, but like, I don't think that it was very much lightning in a bottle. The first, it took a couple episodes for it to pick up, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely.
And like people didn't like it after for the first couple episodes, but then it got popular.
Yeah, there are a couple of charts floating around of episode breakdown and analyses. It didn't pick up until around episode 4, and then it shot right to the top of the winter anime for 2017 list of shows to watch.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah, see, I didn't even watch it during its airing. I actually completely bugged it off because I thought it was just a very typical, you know, animal girls, cute, you know, not really anything going on. In terms of substance.
No, I can't really speak for Japan because I don't know much about anime seasons and shit. But, like, usually, at least in America, whenever they release something in January, it's kind of a bad sign. It's like, oh, okay. It's
just... Fuck you, it's January.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck you, it's January.
Yeah, like, there's not a whole lot of market competition.
Yeah, you get all the shitty horror movies, all the all stuff like that.
It's, yeah, for those first day releases and all that.
Yes.
And first day ratings from the
yes.
From everybody. Yeah, in Japan it was extremely popular, especially among younger kids. Like this is a very good kid show. It's super friendly. Just in general, the message, the core message of it is very kid friendly as well. There's no like really, you know, explicit adult content in general. You could say that maybe the girls are somewhat sexualized, but
I don't really think so. It's like a cultural thing.
It's so terrible in terms of CGI. I could barely tell.
Well, the thing is that the Japs aren't. I mean, you do see sexual stuff in kids' shows, too, in America, but there's really no stigma against it, not as much, at least in Japan. The thing is, in America, it is stigmatized, but you see it in kids' shows now, because just for the sake of being subversive. In the case of this, it's just, you know, it's different over there, so, yeah, the animal girl has tits. Fuck it.
Well, there's also the fact that in the United States, the whole kid show industry has basically been taken over by childish perverts and leftists. If you guys haven't, for anyone listening, go onto YouTube and look up a guy named Easy Peasy. He actually has a pretty solid behind the scenes interview with a former animator who used to work for Disney Cartoon Network and a little bit for Nickelodeon, I think. And he goes over the just the heinous shit that all these people are into. And how they actively try to subvert and shove as much degenerate shit into children's cartoons as possible. Yeah. It really is quite disgusting. So that's the kind of degeneracy that they're pulling over here. Meanwhile, in Japan, it's like, you know, I gave the villain in Precure unnecessarily large tits and gave her a dress that exposes her full cleavage.
Hey, man, that's... I mean, look.
Well, I mean, in a way, you could say that's anti-subversive. Because no, she's the villain.
No, no.
You don't want to be like this. Like this.
I mean,
no. Don't. No, that's you're reaching way too hard. We put a sexy girl in the show. That's the long and the short of
it. Yeah, but the thing is at the same time, like this, I guess, is also a cultural difference. But I don't really think like, you know, sexy girls should be like. I don't see that as like a really like it's in real life anyway. It's not exactly the, I don't know how to say this. Like, I don't really care with fictional characters in the sense of like it's, if it's going too far, that's different. And I don't think a lot of times, like with, quote unquote sexualized characters that it's going too far. Mm-hmm. Like it's not literal BDSM gear or some shit like they're wearing.
Mm-hmm.
But, there's the other thing too. You reminded me of this where there was that one animator, I think, for what the fuck was it called? Oh shit! There's one animator for the horse show, My Little Pony, who was found to have like CP on his computer.
Imagine my shock.
Imagine.
Yeah, and he was a fucking animator for the show. Like he animated a lot of the show. I don't know how long he was on for it because I think it was like he was caught like in the much later series or much later seasons of the series, like way after what's her face quit. God, I can't remember her name now.
It's not important.
The original creator.
It don't matter. None of this matters.
But real quick, little surprise guest we have here. Powder Coon.
Oh, okay. God damn it, Powder Coon. Fucking shit.
Well, never mind. He can't talk right now, so it doesn't matter.
Anyway, what were you saying?
Yeah, so with this show, it was fairly popular in Japan. It did surprisingly well, especially for its budget too. And that's probably the first thing you will notice if you watch this. And what put a lot of people off is that
it looks like CG. Garbage.
Yeah, it does.
It's yeah, CG, the, first
they
of
have
all.
They have a little car that they tool around in, and they didn't even bother to animate the wheels turning on the car.
Mm-hmm. In the opening, even in the fucking opening, it doesn't spin.
Yeah,
it's rough. It's probably the worst it's looking like show we've done on here.
Yeah, the thing is though is that it's not as if it looks specifically bad, because even the characters. They're just rough. They're just rough around the edges. They don't look bad in the way that they are aesthetically.
No, the character designs are fantastic. You can silhouette them and you could probably tell what they are, which means that's a good step for character design, easy recognition, especially for a kid's show. They're bright, they're colorful. The issue is that it is just a very low budget show, and you could tell that it's a low budget show, but it works within its limitations. One of the saving graces of the show, I think, was its voice acting. All the voice actors did a phenomenal job.
Especially.
Really good feeling they actually cared.
Yeah, I especially Serval-san. I think she did the voice actor for her did honestly like especially fucking well. And even the songs, like even the music in this show, is just exceptionally well. It's one of the things where there wasn't a budget, but there was passion behind it. So everything that the money was put into actually came out pretty well.
I don't know about the music, dude. It was like some of it.
Come on, you're telling me you don't like the OP?
No, I like the OP, but that's like literally the only song I like in the show.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what you niggers are talking about.
Are you serious? You come in here, you don't know?
Well, no, I had to go because my landlord, I guess I was informed of this. I guess my brother knew. My landlord came to take pictures of the bathroom. Mm-hmm. My bathroom is not pretty. All right. He's I have the master shit. Bedroom. Yeah, dude. It's like fucking shit city. So, you know, I was not happy about, you know, I did what I could. You know, like the 3 minutes where I said, hold on, let me put on some pants. It still wasn't pretty. So, you know. That's cool. It was a cool little photo shoot that they had going on there. Had to spruce up the place as soon as I could. Now I came on here, gave me a nice little jump start, nice little wake up so I could come on to the fucking Weebcast and hear you guys talk about fucking basically what this is. It's just another way for you guys to talk about fucking Monster Girls. It's fine. Great.
I can't find the lie. Fuck.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's the thing is though is that, you know, on principle, they're not really Monster Girls.
They're not.
Like, that's
they're friends.
Okay, no, no, you fucking moron. All right, how is a spider girl a Monster Girl? Then
there
a
are no spiders. Animal?
Well, because they're technically they're kimono mean me.
No. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is if these aren't technically Monster Girls because these are based off zoo animals and shit.
Yeah.
How is a spider girl a Monster Girl when that's just another animal?
Well, here's the real woke take.
I don't like them.
Well, shut the fuck up, Tom. Here's the thing is that these girls, they can actually remove most of their like animalistic parts.
Yeah, there's actually an in-universe explanation for this, but no, the reason being is that aside from their ear, their ears, clothing, and tails, they don't actually have any animal traits. So they're technically speaking and strictly speaking,
they act like them.
Monster girls usually don't have
voice. They don't take on the demeanor of these animals.
Only not very vaguely. They're not like hybridized. It's just like clothing.
Yeah, monster girls are basically just like half animal, half girl. Like or half monster, half.
All right, I guess I see the distinction.
Yes. I don't like Monster Girls, but that's a different thing. Except for zombies.
When you disappoint me every day. I thought you did like them, like only specific ones, though.
I like zombie.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
Another show we'll have to do on another later date.
You know, Miles is a bright guy. I don't know why he comes on this show.
Well, you know, I have to add wherever I go, I have to add a touch of class to everything I do. Yeah, so,
dude,
sorry, I'm just in a shit mood right now. You guys.
Damn, so you can't even sing the theme song to this.
Oh, I'll sing
it's okay. It's fine.
Theme song.
Oh, dude,
it's okay. It's fine. We can do it later. But this actually is a very, Tom, I'm very glad you posted that image too, because I actually think this is a very, very wholesome show.
Big Boss?
No, not that one. The other one. The Christmas themed one.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, there's a weird correlation with like, that kind of makes sense though, because they call him Bosu.
Yeah, Bosu, yep.
There's in the show, there's a little animatronic like animal thing. That
sorry, go ahead.
This is a little animatronic animal thing that basically takes care of the entire park while the humans are away.
Some fucking Teletubby shit.
Yes.
No, but
it's like Snoo Snoo.
So in this, I'll explain first. In this show, there's these things like called Sand Star. It's like this material, whatever, that turns these organic creatures or organic things into people, basically. Kind of. It's really weird.
It anthropomorphizes the animals.
Yeah, it pretty much.
I thought this was just costumes.
They're basically just costumes in appearance, but it does if, for instance, Sandstar gets into like a raccoon, it'll turn the raccoon into a raccoon girl.
Okay, hot.
Yeah, right.
And so on this island, essentially, this shit explodes like ever so often.
Yes.
And all the animals on this, I mean, I would assume that they kind of like that this is all a tropical island, and then they just changed it into a park, and then like put every other animal and just fed them Sandstar wherever their habitat was.
That does seem to be the implication. In some of the source material for this that came out after the anime, it actually goes into how it's actually kind of funny. It goes into how there's different levels of kimonoplasm. So as they turn into like if it hits the raccoon, the core body of the thing is like immutable. And then you have the ears, which are like more solid than the clothing, which is like semi-solid. And so they'll forget sometimes which is which. And so that's why you'll see the like tails and ears clip through the clothing, which is
Miles, you are like a smart guy, and I respect you, and I'm just so disappointed you know this much.
It was a popular show on A at the time. I actually really liked the show. It was a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, I mean, I didn't expect it either, too. Like, I was really thinking, like, this is going to be just, like, a very generic show. My buddy Master H is actually the one who showed me it. He kept going on about it for a couple of weeks until I finally decided to watch it. And then I ended up joining the A-Threads, and that's where I had most of my fun. That's where I had the biggest Tanoshi. Mm-hmm. But, So... They created this park.
Did you say the biggest Tanoshi?
That's not a word.
Yeah, it is, dude. Tanoshi is fun.
Speak English.
Shut up, Tone.
Yeah, on this anime.
Yeah, so they created this park, and something happened. I guess like what happened is Sandstar started hitting like inorganic things, or mutated, or did something, but it created these things called like Ceruleans. In this show, and
wait, so let me get this straight real quick. So when a Sandstar hits like a rock or something, it turns into a monster. But when it hits like an animal, it turns into like a
human.
If it binds, there's kind of a random aspect to it.
Or we find out at the end that Kaban, the main girl, is
actually a monster.
No, a CC Sandstar hit some woman's hair.
Yeah, one of the park rangers had her accidentally left her hat there,
and then it flew off her head. And Serval comes in, and he's just like, "Yo, come on, we gonna find out what animal you are, or what?"
Come on, dude, you gotta do a better main impression than that.
The Chester Cheetah.
You did no the main girl. No, it's a Serval. You know, like a cat.
Oh. Yeah, it's Chester.
There is a cheetah in this, though, but she's not as cute.
Dude, here's the thing. Beaver, American Beaver, she's best girl. All right,
fight. This is more important, all right, because I don't care about any of this. Cheetos, okay. Jalapeno or...
Jalapeno. Dude, jalapeno's the shit, bro.
Yeah. You're right. Jalapeno, like, flaming hot. Like, you're fucking Spurgs. You're like... You're like ugly girls. They're all about
like, well, jalapeno is like, it has that sort of like specific taste. It's not just
It's like it tastes like nachos. It tastes like you're eating nachos.
Here's the question. Hot
just tastes like you're eating like vinegar and
Or Corbo. So when you told me about this show, you know, I was excited for it, but I'm kind of upset. Joey never shows up. All right. How are we gonna Joey from Friends post without Joey from Friends? What the hell, man?
Wait, in the first season of Friends?
No, Kimono Friends.
Kimono Friends, alright.
Yeah, man.
The spinoff is Kimono Joey.
Dude, I'd watch it.
Wait, is that a real spinoff?
It's about a raccoon girl. Or I'm sorry, a kangaroo girl. Joey. Yeah, it's real. But anyways, back to important matters. Puffy or crunchy Cheetos?
Oh my fucking god! Right.
Because I know the niggas listening to this show are some real Cheeto munching cool guys. All right, so we're gonna go around the room. All right,
I'd say Puffy.
Okay, all right, Miles.
What's up?
Crunchy or puffy Cheetos?
Crunchy all the way.
All right, Tone. Puffy or crunchy?
Fuck, man. Puffy.
All right. You, Tone and Corbo, just I don't respect anything they say anymore.
What the fuck, dude?
Miles, like, great. Miles has redeemed himself.
Oh, you like, you stale himself. Them, you make them a bit stale, no. And then like they're super crunchy. So they're basically like larger, no, crunchy. They're not, dude. Yes, they are. Dude, puffy, like when it's right out of the bag, is gross, actually. I will agree. Like it's not great. That's why like I get them to become stale, so they're like
you're fucking weirdo, all right?
You're, how's that weird?
Weirdo camp.
You make they're just like larger, crunchy Cheetos now.
Crunchy Cheetos. Yeah.
Kimono friends. Tanoshi. Kimono friends. Kimochi. Kimono. You and me. Kimono.
I'm glad we got back onto Kimono Friends.
Because
I don't think there's Cheetos. There's Japari buns, but there's no Cheetos in Japari buns.
What is a Japari bun?
It's a Japari bun, dude. Come on.
Well, these animal girls don't eat each other. They eat like bread.
Yeah. So the other thing is that this park is run by robots now because all the humans died or they left. I don't know. Something with the Cerulean's because. Like I guess, like, even though the animals are pretty good at taking them out, humans can't do that. Maybe something worse happens. I don't know. Like,
well, humans are underpowered in the Kimono Friends universe, but with the Sandstar, a lot of the earlier eruptions were pure Sandstar, and so they led to the creation of like minor Ceruleans, but mostly to the creation of Friends, which are generally peaceable. So you can create a park out of that. And the source material makes reference to like breeding them. So apparently on Japari Park, there's a breeding facility.
Whoa.
I'll pause so you could say, okay, hot now. So
I was about to.
Yeah. And so the cerulean infestation is beginning worse and worse, which is why the woman that Kaban basically grew out of, or kind of, sand starred out of had to evacuate the island. Yeah, she had to evacuate the island along with the rest of the people, and she was one of the last people out.
Oh wow. Yeah, so that's another thing. Kaban is a clone, apparently, or kind of
Clone isn't exactly right. She's a Stan Star creation, which is why if you actually go through and watch the I don't know if the first episode opens with the opener. Da 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 ja, party park.
No, it doesn't. It's the ending.
That's not the opening.
Okay. So if you watch very closely when she gets up out of the grass, you'll notice that there's a some shimmering on screen. And that always happens when there's a sand star effect.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that.
So that hints at the fact that she's a sand star creation. What happened was is this woman, one of the park rangers, she had ended up leaving her hat, and that forms one of the impetuses for Raccoon and Fennec to actually catch up to Caban because they think they think she stole the hat.
Yeah, during the whole show, there's a kind of post-credits thing where it shows Fennec and Raccoon trying, kind of chasing down Serval and Caban.
Powder keg!
Stop.
He's sucking cock on his end.
We're not fucking drinking swamp water right now. We are drinking swamp water. There's no swamps in the show.
Yeah, dude, where did the frog kimonos live?
Dude. That's a fair point.
Fair enough.
Actually, there is none. It's like there's
none shown.
To be honest, I'm kind of, well, I guess you could say that maybe the jungle area might have a swamp.
It would be a Kero Mimi. All right.
A what?
A Kero Mimi. Wait, frogs don't have ears. Fucking whatever, dude.
Yeah, so I don't know, like just this aspect of the show, the backstory and all this stuff, with the park being like, you know, fucked up by these rock monster things, essentially kind of made me way more interested in the show than I would have at first. The other thing we should mention is that what happens with the rock monster, the Cerulean things, is that when they eat a friend or you know, anybody that came from a sand star, they end up turning those people back into animals, and they like lose all their memories or something.
How do they poop it out?
Yes.
Yeah, basically. Which is kind of weird though, because Caban doesn't. Caban around the end gets eaten, and she doesn't really turn back into hair.
I want to. Well, I think they managed to save her.
I want
to. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. True.
The friends poop.
Plus the sandstar can also work on dead matter, which is why we have extinct creatures like Tyrannosaurus and cryptids.
Listen, Tyrannosaurus girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, dude. Well, no, there's also a fucking, what's that one girl, Tanki, or the snake, the fat snake?
Snakes aren't extinct, bro. I got news for you.
No. There's like a mythological creature.
Yeah, I know the one you're talking about. Yeah,
that's encrypted. Yeah,
yeah.
Get you're talking Johnny about on the case. All right.
Yeah, fuck. Call the paranormies.
Call the paranormies.
Yeah, dude, it's this weird fucking snake that like rolls around or whatever. It has like a really fat like middle. Like it looks like it ate like a giant, like a fucking what do you call it? Square tin or something?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, like a cake tin.
Do paranormies actually? Do they do cryptozoology?
Yeah.
Yeah, I
didn't know that.
It's pretty great,
dude. Shit, I gotta listen to that episode.
Yeah, man, it's pretty good.
Just insert some of their audio in here.
I mean, they've had Bigfoot on like twice. All right, fuck.
Yeah. So besides like the lore, the deep lore of this show, there is a other aspect to the show that's very lovable, and that's just the general wholesomeness.
Can I just really quick?
Mm-hmm.
For anyone listening, I just want to say it harms my soul. It like it batters like my being when Corbo says things like adorable or cute.
It's awful
or lovable. Like it makes it like it hurts.
Why?
Me.
It's bad.
It's just there's something about
a little it. Bit of me dies inside. There's something about it. Like, it.
Don't say this lovable, cute. Those are off limits. All right.
The fuck? Why? It's true
just,
though.
Just when you do it, it's not all right.
It scares me.
If I do it, it's all right. Like if I said Kimono Friends has a lovable cast of animals.
Is it what? Is it just the way I say it or what?
Yes.
It's like with a little bit of pep. Like a little bit too much pep in your step. Like it's just like more enthusiastic than like a straight adult man should be about anime. I'm gonna make everyone that listens to your show probably fucking hates me. I'm such an anti-anime post.
No, man, it's great.
No, trust me, Tone does this shit all the time too. Anyway.
Oh look, Cheetah Girl is fighting what kind of girl is that? Backpack girl. She made out of backpacks.
Come on. That actually is her name. Her name is Bag.
Did Starbucks fall onto the backpack?
I can't wait for like an English translation where they just literally say "fucking bag girl."
Well, if they wanted to do it right, this goes back to the whole how far do you localize things and how much sense does it have to make? There was actually during the dubbing of Princess Tutu, like more than a decade ago, there was kind of like a hotly contested thing of do we call her Ahiru or do we call her Duck? And the answer is, well, you have to call her Duck because it sounds just as stupid to call someone Duck in Japanese or Duck in English as it does to call her Ahiru in Japanese.
It doesn't, though. It absolutely doesn't. Like, English is one of these languages where things like that don't work. Like, with, like, Native Americans and shit like that, mm-hmm. you can have these names and it totally fucking works. But in English, it doesn't work. I remember Docs.
It's a little more awkward generally than in other languages.
I had a friend.
I don't agree, dude. Like, it may seem to you, but like, whenever I hear, I would say this with Russian too. Like, if you started calling somebody Yabaka, which is like chai or some shit like that, when you call it, it's like tea or apple. It's like, it's fucking weird.
Well, if the character literally was an apple.
Yeah, I mean, that would work.
It would make sense to localize it like that.
It's shit that doesn't make sense in English, and it's funny because I remember Docs.
Well, it doesn't make sense in Japanese either. That's why.
I had a Japanese friend in first grade, and his name was like Tora, I think. But his parents like changed it to just Tiger in English, so like all of his name tags and shit was just Tiger. And I remember even back then thinking like, like your parents think that sounds cooler than it actually does.
Yeah,
like that just doesn't work. I don't know, if the character's name is Duck, just call it like Ducky, like Land Before Time shit. Hell yeah.
Well, in the context of Princess Tutu, it was a storybook, so you would have characters named like Bear or like Duck mm-hmm. or Swan or something. So that would, in context, it does make sense. But once again, in the context of Kimono Friends, they are literally calling her Bag. Like that Bag, is not yeah. a, like sometimes you can get one of those weird equivalences like Tora, which is kind of a weird name in Japanese, but it is still a name. But in English, it makes no sense. In Japanese, it makes no sense to call someone Kaban.
Wait, so hold on. Is she actually a bag?
No, they call her Bag because it's the most recognizable feature about her when all the other friends meet her and she doesn't know her own name.
Yeah, so dude, so the when I saw her, I just called her Backpack. So I'm like a Kimono friend.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. You keyed onto the most prevalent factor and
exactly,
yeah.
Dude, which animal am I?
Actually, that would probably she would probably be called Backpack just
fucking
because
Shrek.
Bill Cosby.
Just because of the two flats.
An ogre. Yeah. Ogre Chan.
Oh. Ogre Chan. Oh. I've been up for so fucking long.
Here, Powder Keg, do you think you can you read out this thing right here? I'll post it in general.
Yeah, I'll read it out. I'll read it out in a real goofy voice. Yo, Kaban, we gonna find out what kind of animal you are or what, Corbo?
Why'd you say my name?
Because you say your own name like a Pokemon.
Wait, why?
Corbo.
Fuck you.
Corbo. Have you guys heard about Spider Girls? I'm Corbo. Shut the fuck up, Powder Keg. I don't want to hear you talking shit about giant Tessas. They're cute.
This is going about as well as I'd hoped.
Oh, God.
Pretty good,
shit.
You guys.
Anyway.
Shit, dude.
All right, go back to the show.
I wanted to talk about fucking wholesomeness of this show because.
Tell us why it's lovable. It's such a lovable show. Tell us why, Corbo.
But it is, dude.
But it is.
Are you going to deny that? The thing about this show is that it's very good,
and it's the only issue I have with it, and I'd say it's good as like a kid's show, but there's one problem, that's that it's not really dubbed, and I don't think that little kids are going to want to read fucking subtitles. So that's kind of a
fucking I mean, little Japanese.
Yeah, well, it's not made for.
Well, I know. Well, I'm saying what I'm saying is that like, so it's hard to recommend it for like.
Yeah, because nobody should be watching it. That should be a testament to the fact that we shouldn't be talking about it.
No, fuck you, Pilot Peg. No, that's this is pretty this show constantly has this this sort of theme though. I actually really like it. It's the human is pretty much the smartest and most ingenious. Well,
it displays the most ingenuity.
There you go. Thank you. Yeah, displays the most ingenuity among any of the other kimonos. I don't know. There's something about this that I like because it's like a. It's a sort of like, oh, look at this fucking person. It's more of actually the fact that like during the start, Serval is basically like, okay, what kind of animal are you? Like, what the fuck you are, bitch?
Ilkabon.
Ilkabon, what the fuck are you? What the fuck kind of animal you are? And you know, basically, she's weak. She's not very fast. She can't climb trees. Can't do shit really. And the only way they really find out how useful she is
she's not retarded.
Yeah, actually, like, I'm actually kind of surprised.
Everyone's fucking dumb in this show.
Yeah, everyone's well, dude, they're animals.
Wait, are these
I know, it's great. Girls?
I might be kind of into this.
Yeah, yeah.
There is a lot of retarded animal girls in this, yes.
Is it more or less retarded than IRL a hey gal?
Just
not nearly as retarded as that.
Yeah, it's not that retarded.
Mm, not interested.
I mean, here's the thing.
I love how Powder
IRL really Hagel is like demonic. At least that one chick.
Why the fuck is it demonic to you?
I don't look at her, dude. She's trying to summon like a demon.
You guys just name shit that you think is fucking demonic.
Thing, no, because I'm particular about things. For example, Buddhism, very demonic.
Very demonic.
Despite what Corbo says.
Yeah, I don't know if Corbo's a demon. The demons are already coming to him. It's okay.
Dude, the demon of Buddhism killed Kurt Cobain. All right.
Dude. That's great. That a good thing? What the fuck? I love Buddhism now.
Yeah, that's not. Is that a good thing?
Yeah, because it. Well,
didn't Kurt Cobain want to fuck a retarded girl?
Or about yes.
Did.
Don't try and make Kurt Cobain likable to me, okay?
Well, no, he didn't fuck her because she like smelled really bad, right? I think
also.
Oh my god, what is this cosplay?
This is going to be in the image.
Yeah. Oh, okay, well, people will love that, yeah. Image. It's a guy cosplaying as Serval.
He has a bucket on his
trash
head.
Can, using a trash can or bucket or something as his...
That's pretty good. It's pretty fucking good.
As a face. Yeah. What was I going to say? So... We should probably talk about how the show entirely went down because of greedy pieces of shit yes. At the
Kadokawa
at the producers.
Well, the show didn't go down. There was a trouble with the rights management for the show, and a lot of people really liked the director, who they saw as basically pulling this shit out of the fire and making it actually worth watching. The show for a while basically revitalized the Japanese zoo industry for a couple.
Oh yeah, no there. People.
Oh no, we're gonna save that for the end. We're not gonna talk about that right now. Don't even mention it. We're gonna talk about it at the end because that's actually a good story and I found it very very charming.
Yes.
But the guy Tatsuki, who is a very talented director, managed to really up the game on this show. Rather than just being a throwaway thing, something to get a little bit of hype for the rest of the media franchise, he actually turned it into a franchise that sold really well. Like, this was like far and away number one at the time, aside from like, you know, big three or the bigger shows at the time. So for seasonal anime, it did really, really well. Astonishingly
so. Yeah, and in the winter too.
Yeah, right. Well, I don't know if that matters in Japan,
yeah.
But that's only like a movie thing in the United States and the Western world. But the big controversy was that they ended up kicking him off largely due to behind the scenes management decisions, and they managed to get someone else. Apparently what had happened was that the studio who did it, like, kind of just like did it without asking anyone's permission, and then they aired it themselves. And apparently that's a big no-no, really? Even though it may, that's what I'm given to understand happened. They managed to shake something up behind the scenes as it was airing or after it aired, I think. But yeah, they just went ahead and did whatever the hell they wanted, and it ended up being successful. But Kadokawa, being, you know, a Japanese company and unable to roll with the punches and make exceptions and things like that, they decided to fire Tatsuki and not let him on the second project. The second season of the anime, given the amount of money the Blu-ray disc ended up making, it should probably be okay. But it's up in the air at this point. It airs in January, so
yeah. They're doing kind of a side thing of like quick little bits, I guess you could say. About,
well, they were doing that for a while when Tatsuki was still around.
Were they?
Okay. They did like they did like Horse Girls and shit because they never got to them.
Yeah, and though I only watched some of it. I'm like, I mean, the animation looks a little better. It's still 3D animated, so it's not ideal.
The designs are completely fucking changed, though. God.
Okay.
I don't even know why. I mean, well, I guess they're more akin to the game's like design, but that's but
did
like,
the game cares? Ever come out?
No, it never came out.
Then who fucking cares?
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, it was designed by this dude, Mine Yoshizaki. I can't pronounce his name. But Tatsuki fucking directed and wrote this like show, and basically and pretty much made it popular. Without him, it would not be popular. It would just be a failure project. And I don't know, the fact that they even revived this for season two just kind of like blows my mind. Like it's greediness. It's you're building off like a past legacy of the first season, and trying to write it off so it could become popular for a second season and get the same shit. But most people and even the Japanese already know what the fuck happened. Like it aired pretty out there. And I think what happened to the voice actors, like they forced the voice actors to like say like, oh no, everything's fine, you know, we're good, we're like, we're just under a new director.
Or, well, they're completely uninvolved, so they're just gonna do whatever their managers tell them.
Yeah, and it's
like, yeah, I mean,
they did run cover for Kadokawa.
It is season two.
Yeah, they want a job.
Yeah,
they want to work.
Yeah,
and I don't know. Like, I don't think that. I think that the thing about Kimono Friends is I don't even know if season two would have been as good because it was kind of lightning in a bottle kind of situation. You know, it happened at the right place at the right time, I think.
All right, guys, I'm the expert now.
Okay.
I found a list of the top 10 best Kimono Friends from honeysanime.com. So we're gonna power through some of these. I want to hear what you guys think. Number 10, Crested Ibis.
She is pretty hot, TBH.
She's got bangs and she's like got white
hair.
She has
tights. That's the best part.
Yeah, she's got red tights on. Let's see what this person has to say.
Send us this list.
Do much, but she has some exceptional stamina when flying. That sounds dumb. This is dumb.
Yeah, she flies and she sings really badly.
Number nine.
Really fucking badly.
Jaguar's number nine. I guess.
She's all right. She's got a... Dude, there is some great art, fan art of her. Hold on, I'm gonna get out my fucking folder for this one.
So, send me a link to the article you're reading. Also, we'll continue on that. The season two is being directed by Kim. I'm gonna fuck up this game.
Ryushi
Kimura Ryuichi. Who I don't know. He seems like
it's pronounced Luigi.
Kuruma Luigi. you know, he's done some stuff.
Yeah, actually, I don't know what else this guy has
done. He did.
I don't even know why they got him on.
Let's see. He directed some magical girl show, it looks like. Akatsu. I don't know what the fuck that is. And the movie for it. And he's done, you know, like. He worked on Panty and Stocking, just like some storyboards and shit, and episode directors and yeah, shit like that. He works on all my literally who, to be honest, fam. Like, I mean, like, I don't think it's anyone should get mad at this guy. Like, there's nothing.
No, I'm not gonna get mad at him.
No. I know you're not. I'm not saying you are. But it's like, he's like just kind of like nothing. I'm not like oh man, it's this fucker. But I'm not like, okay, it's just some guy. The last one was just some guy. So you know,
American Beaver looks like a dyke.
Dude, American Beaver is the best girl, right?
Yeah, that's kind of the guy. He seems like a working director. Like, he's the kind of guy you put on a project if you like, and he takes direction really well. More of a yeoman than anything.
Well, the thing is, though, is that it's not even being written. The next season isn't even written by this guy. It's written by Takuya Masumoto. For season two. I don't know what this guy has written. In terms, I mean, to be honest, though, nobody knew what the fuck Tatsuki wrote either. Yeah. But the only thing that's good that comes out of this, I'd say, is that I'd say Tatsuki has probably made his name fairly well known now. I would hope to see more from him later on.
Yeah,
I mean, if he can make a wholesome, lovable shit like this again, cute, I hate you so much, adorable.
Well, it looks like the season two writer is more of a voice actor.
Are you fucking kidding?
Who's the writer? Yeah. I don't see him.
Yeah, he's playing what?
Takuya Masumoto. He's, from what I could tell, he's mostly a background voice actor. So he seems like a staff intern who actually got bumped up in the world.
Hmm. I mean, I guess we'll see what we can do. I'm still not going to fucking forgive Kadokawa for this shit. I honestly think of that company as just giant fucking greedy, like half kike jazz.
That's the whole industry, man. It's Kadokawa are just the worst of them.
Yeah. Like, the thing is that it's not as it's not Jewish, obviously, but it is about, at the end of the day, making money. So, you know.
Yellow merchants.
Well, they're not Chinese, but, you know.
I mean, all Asians are yellow.
Yeah.
In that term. Wait, what? The Orient merchants? There you go. Mm-hmm. The old Orient. Yeah, but besides that, I mean, I don't know if they would ever do a dub for this show.
Yeah, like, it's weird. Like, a lot of shows get dubs. This one didn't, which...
I think they just don't want... I don't know. Maybe it's because they don't want, like, to deal with the licensing of it.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's kind of, like, up in the air. It's not really...
It's impossible to deal with Kadokawa. That's what, Kyoto, that's why there's not a whole lot going on with Kyoto Animation in terms of dubs and foreign licenses and stuff like that. They're just bastards about dealing with foreign licensing.
God, that's
gay. We're gonna dub it.
Yeah, we're gonna.
We're gonna dub Kimono Friends
with all his guys.
Yeah, right,
dude.
Well,
we talk normally.
Yeah, man.
We're just like, hey, what's up, Kaban? You see this shit?
Hey, goodbye.
Yeah, do Kaban with the Solid Snake voice.
Corvo, who's your favorite kimono?
What kind of animal am I? Shit. I need to find out.
I gotta say, maybe Kaban is my favorite kimono.
Okay, well, I'm gonna play Kaban.
Kaban isn't really a... Hold on.
Kaban is a kimono I'm reading right now. She turned to life from the Starbucks, so...
From...
she counts. I was just reading it, so I know this is true.
God fucking damn it, powder cake.
Should have powder cake.
No, but actually, that we're speaking of dubs, though, weren't we fucking talking about wanting to do a Idolmaster dub too?
Yes, we were.
We talk about a lot of things.
We were talking about making a fucking movie a fucking day ago, dude. We talk about a lot of shit.
Well, dude, we gotta spend our creative energy somewhere. Yeah, we can't just be doing podcasts every day.
Yeah, man. Super I agree. Super
Shusha takes priority before everything.
What does?
Super Shusha.
What is that?
Oh, dude, it's a movie. It's a Brazilian movie.
It's a weird Brazilian.
Wait, okay, hold on. I didn't hear about this movie idea. What the fuck? What was that?
Yeah, no, we'll talk about it off air.
Yeah.
Okay, I see. It's hush, hush.
We don't want to blow the load for the
listeners. Dude, it's pretty big stuff. I get that a little guy like you wouldn't be in the know, you know?
Blibble.
What is that supposed to mean?
I got sidetracked, and now I'm just like looking at pictures of real sand cats because they look kind of goofy.
Dude, this is the thing is, you want to start talking about how this revived the what do you call? Zoos back in Japan.
Yeah.
Because of
the
show.
A little bit at least.
Yes, yes.
Well, honestly, like this is how wholesome this
I fucking fuck, dude. It's like similar to that feeling when like Nat Sock was reading like Monster Girl bios last night.
No, he wasn't reading the bios. He was reading like sexual interactions with monster girls.
Yeah.
Ooh. Dude, you weren't around for that, Tone?
No.
It was great. He was like, so the turtle shell, she goes back.
Stop.
She,
stop.
She wants the man.
Stop. Please. I don't.
Take his lustful ring.
No.
And spread it on her.
No.
But just imagine, I don't know if I can do really Natsok's accent for it.
Nobody does. He has a very.
Just try to do a Richard Spencer voice.
Oh, man.
So, should we talk about the animation a little more? Like, I don't think we really hammered in the point of how fucking awful it is. It's just...
It's not bad animation. It's cheap animation. There's a difference.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, because...
The fucking edges on everyone look really rough.
Well, dude, it was... I don't know. It was done in Miku Miku Dance.
No, because literally people have done shit in MMD that looks a million times better.
Miku Miku Dance doesn't have all the tools you need to be able to produce a whole show. Like, you could do, like, a virtual YouTuber, like, Kizuna Ai. But they weren't going for 3D. They were going for, they used 3D tools to try to create a 2D show, which is why they use the cell shading passover filter.
I'm sorry, real quick. Real
passover
quick.
Filter.
Real quick. Because I do spend, at least I have in the past, spent a lot of time on like Nico Nico Doga, other Japanese sites. Are you telling me that this whole time MMD meant Miku Miku Dance?
Yes.
Yes.
Holy fucking shit. That's blowing my mind right now.
Dude, it was kind of a surprise to me too, to be honest.
I
heard the fucking name Miku Miku Dance like a bunch before, but I thought this was just like a weird. Like,
it's easier to believe when Frigg says it, to be honest.
Miku Miku Dance. You gotta animate an MMD Miku Miku Dance. Well, dude, that one Tom and Jerry parody was made of Miku Miku Dance. That was good shit.
Although that was a lot rougher than Kimono Friends.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the thing is the actual animation wasn't rough. The looks were rough. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like, no. The animation. I know the one you're talking about. The animation was very rough. It was just limitations of Miku Miku Dance.
Yeah, yeah. See, like I have seen like fans do shit that looks a million times. But to be honest, fans will always do shit that looks better than the official product.
Well, it's a matter of fans don't have a budget to work on, and fans don't also have timelines. So that's the difference.
Yep. Apparently, this show was got so popular, especially among young adults and kids in Japan, that people started going to zoos like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like. So much of it like made the news because of the show, which only just increased its popularity. And I have to say, like the little descriptions they had with throughout every episode, they have these like middle timers or middle breaks where they basically like recorded a phone call with like a zoo person or what do you call like a
zookeeper?
A zoo ranger, one of the workers at the zoo about like a specific animal, and they would just like, it's really great because like some of them are English, some of them are from Taiwan, some of them are South African, Afrikaner. A lot of them were Japanese though, probably because it's easier. And I just imagine like they just recorded the phone call while they're like, hi.
Well, yeah, the audio quality is fucking awful.
Yep.
Oh yeah, it was pretty bad at times. Yeah, but I really liked him. There was an American one where she was just like, "Oh, don't you know, like about the jaguar? Like she's like a, you know, she's a real like type of curious animal." And like they cut her off at the end too because she was talking for so long.
Well, they had to fill like a 30-second slot, so you go as far as you can and then you cut it off.
Yeah, yeah.
It is what it is.
But
speaking of news, I think we need to talk about the leader of the alt-right, former leader of the alt-right, Grape Coon.
Ah, yes, yeah. Grape Coon. This is one of those interesting stories because there was a lot of misconceptions surrounding Grape Coon. At first, everyone's like, oh, that's cute. He has a waifu. And everyone's like, nah, that's funny. They got a picture of him staring at the thing. That's that, you know, it's funny, but it's not. Come to find out that, no, he was actually in love with this fucking picture. All right. So Grape Coon. Yeah, very principled. Grape Coon was a Japanese Humboldt penguin born in 1996 and died relatively recently in October of 2012. And unfortunately, Grape Coon kind of traces the arc, the middle part of our arc as Western civilization. So he had gotten a waifu, like an actual like wife, presumably he had eggs with, who his waifu then left him for another penguin. And after that, when the Komodo Friends event started, they put up little pictures of the different characters, like in the I guess like the Wildcat exhibit, they put up pictures of Serval and Caracal and Sandcat and stuff like that. In the penguins, like in the Emperor Penguins, they put up Emperor Penguin. In the Humboldt, they put up Humboldt Penguins, obviously. And so a lot of the penguins ended up staring at the thing like, oh, what's going on here? But Grape Coon like legit seemingly fell in love with the cardboard cutout. So he legit had a waifu.
Mm-hmm.
Reading from Wikipedia,
he even got to meet voice actor.
Yeah, in April 2017, Tobu Zoo placed 60 cutouts of characters from the popular anime series Komodo Friends around the grounds to attract visitors as a promotional stunt. The cutout placed in Grape Coon's enclosure, Hululu, was an anthropomorphic Humboldt penguin. Grape Coon would stare at the cutout for hours, going as far as to reach the cutout, which was placed on a tall rock. Zookeepers had to separate Grape Coon from the cutout for part of the day so he would actually eat. Media outlets described Grape Coon as having fallen in love. And the zoo created a drink called Loving Grape, describing it as a perfect embodiment of the penguin's relationship with his love. Grape Coon's devotion to the cutout earned him fame and a global fan base on the internet. Hululu's voice actress, Ikuko Chikuta, visited Grape Coon as part of an educational event on penguins. A festival honoring Grape Coon was planned, but his health began to decline in October. The zoo announced his death in October 2012. Zoo personnel created a small shrine in his honor, and several guests visited the penguin enclosure with flowers.
No, it wasn't. Well, it wasn't 2012.
That's the second time. Was,
I'm sorry. 2017.
Yeah, it was 2017.
Well, yeah. I was gonna say I remember seeing the picture of him with the voice actor, and again, very principled. He was just like, "Get the fuck away from me, 3D PD."
Yeah.
He was very just like, if you see the picture, you'll know what I mean.
Yeah, we'll put it in the image. Yeah.
And in January of 2018, this is actually pretty sweet, Tobu Zoo placed a new cutout in the penguin enclosure featuring Hululu and an illustration of Grape Coon standing side by side. Yeah, right. The feels are real.
Dude.
Yeah, it's fairly depressing. Honestly, though, yeah, I mean, I'm not laughing at the depressing part of this story, but it definitely is a...
Sorry, go ahead.
It definitely is like a marker of like, because this even made it more of a popular show just from this story. A lot of people would come into the thread saying, "Oh, this is that show that where the penguin fell in love with the 2D girl."
Yeah,
and
that kind of ties into when did Blade Runner 2049 come out?
Oh shit!
That was also in 2017. Yeah, so there you go. So you've got the Grape Coon angle for us weebs, and then you got the joy angle for the normies, and it's all really hitting you really hard in the fucking feels.
Just hitting you right in the throat. You can't even fucking breathe anymore.
Yeah, right. Like, 3D women are not important.
3D men are fucking garbage. I mean, that's the honest truth, and we gotta fix it. But boilers.
Mm-hmm. That means Shayla's, right?
I mean, you heard it here first on the Weebcast.
The future of the white race lives in an Asian womb.
Jesus Christ. I don't know. Wait, hold on. Sorry, I'm back. What are you guys talking about? I'm back now.
Shayla's.
There's too many people on here that would agree with that. God damn it.
Yeah, I know, right?
I mean, I mean specifically on this podcast right now. But yeah, that's the unfortunate part. Well, there's Asian waifus or Russian women. This is why I gotta like build a business of like shipping Russian women to like white right wing men here.
The trouble with that is that a lot of these broads tend to be insane or somehow associated with the Russian mafia, and it's pretty much a green card mill.
Yeah,
dude, there's nothing. Well,
that's why you put a baby in her first.
Program to fix that, dude.
Well, there's a putting a baby
in my coom.
Each step first thing at first. The end of your wrist, though.
Well, the long story, you have to outlaw divorce. That's the long story short of it. You have to outlaw divorce, and you have to allow disciplining your woman.
You have to outlaw no fault divorce.
No, you have to outlaw divorce. Period. End of discussion. Because if there's a way to get divorced, women are going to take it. Oh, he beat me. Oh, this. Oh, that.
But
no, no. If we outlaw divorce, then only outlaws will get divorced.
Really, Miles?
No.
Yeah, I mean, well, see, my big. Go ahead.
All right. Number one, she said she had a V card. You find out she didn't. You put her away. Number two.
Well, that's what an annulment's for. That would constitute fraud.
Yeah, but I'm gonna say for two. If that next demon possessed either side, more woman, they gotta go.
Well, there's a difference between separation and divorce. Divorce, I'm not about. Separation is one thing. Like, for instance, if for some reason you weren't paying attention and it turns out your spouse is abusive, you can separate to protect yourself or your children or whatever. But I encourage reconciliation.
Also, actually, yeah, better idea.
I think people should be able to fix things.
Better idea. Like, it's for penalty for adultery.
Death.
Absolutely. No, yeah, meth. Yeah, no. Dude, I fucking told this like to my brothers before, and they're like, "No, I don't know, Corbo. Like, I don't know about that." It's like, no, dude, adultery is fucking sick, and it's disgusting. It's
terrible.
And the thing is, too, is that my brother fucking went through like his wife during the time like almost cheated on him, and almost is a fucking like, you know, that's basically is already cheating. Like, it doesn't really matter. There's no fucking almost, but because she didn't, you know, there's no proof that they copulated or did anything together. What's it called? I can't really call it cheating. Either way, it doesn't matter. And I don't understand why he couldn't fucking agree with this. Like, yeah, dude, adultery is disgusting, and you know, like it should have a large penalty, because like the because there's no penalty on it. Like, they would just fucking do it because fuck, you know.
Wow.
There's no social stigma anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, it's all the man's fault now. Oh, you weren't paying attention to your woman because the woman cheated on you or had the reason to cheat on you.
No, yeah, dude, that's shitty. No, because I want it right now. And again, if now a woman finds a way to get divorced, right? When she leaves you, now she's committed adultery. Now it's punishable by death. I'm just saying, when we win, we'll have our society. This is a small message to my ex-wife. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you.
Jesus Christ. Uh-oh.
Good enough.
Now this is
Uh-oh. All right.
Pattern cake, it's the middle of the day. Are you drunk?
No, dude. I've just been up since like time yesterday.
Your mic sounds like shit.
It's because my internet being garbage.
Well, disconnect and reconnect.
Yeah, real quick. So, kimono friends.
Kimono friends.
Yeah, right. Yeah, this is going only marginally better than the Violet Evergarden episode. And that was a total fucking shit show.
It was.
Man, you really hated that episode, jeez.
That pissed me off to no fucking end.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, that was a little my fault, obviously. Yeah. Or a lot my fault.
Yeah.
I don't know. How much fault do you want to put on me? What the heck, Miles?
80%. Doesn't matter. Moving on.
Yeah. Anyway. So, kimono friends, would you recommend this show, Corvo?
I mean, honestly, I'd recommend it to really anybody that likes that's not like a edgy, gruff person that can't enjoy things that are like not, you know, violent or super serious. Like, this is not a very serious show. It's just a comfy show. Yeah, you watch it because, you know, like it's just gonna, you know, it's gonna be enjoyable. For the most part, like, you don't have to think too much about it, and you can just watch it in the background. If anything, I mean, I've watched the show around like five or six times now, just putting it in the background. And then usually, especially, and then usually right after, enjoy all the fan art because there's a fucking ton of it.
Yeah, man. And my
own. It's just like, it's the sort of shit that I miss that, like, I wish, like, the West had, but it doesn't. If it's like a not serious show, it has pause in it. If it's like supposed to be for kids, it has pause in it. Like, if it's supposed to be like, you know, somewhat just, how do you say, like a jokey comedy show, it has gay shit in it.
Well, it really comes down to why we like, one of the main reasons people, right-wing people love anime so much is because it's just not fucking gay, dude.
Yeah.
Well,
they're, Japan's weirdo degenerate perverts seem rather quaint by our standards. So that's the difference.
I'm connected now too much.
Okay, yeah, you sound better.
No, real quick, I got to go back and I got to fix something. So I just want to clarify, all right? When I said when we win and that I was going to personally kill my ex-wife, this is only in a situation where I'm...
Minecraft.
No, I'm somehow given like some position of authority. I'm some kind of like cop in this new society where I enforce the law after we win. Because remember, then it's not illegal if I'm a cop. It's not vigilante justice for me to kill you. You know who you are.
Powder keg!
In the future.
Yeah, it's on his ring right now and he doesn't know why.
I almost said her name.
But I disavow. I
some edit.
I totally disavow.
Jesus fucking Christ. Alright, cool, dude.
That was, something.
So let's go back to talking about animal girls, because that's important.
Okay.
Well, that's honestly more important than...
my ex-wife being dead.
Yeah, we're wrapping up and going with recommendations. Yeah, I would recommend it.
I mean, what would you recommend, Powder Keg?
For anime?
No, just in general. I don't know.
No, I thought this was an anime show.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to recommend, because we're doing kids shows, all right? Because this is a show for kids.
Uh-huh.
It's fun.
Uh-huh. I
recommend,
dude.
Yeah. Is my shit fucking up again? I'm going to recommend a Sanrio production called Chiri no Suzu. It's a show for kids, and it's dope as shit. And it's got an ending that fucking sucks and will make your kids cry, but that's how they learn the harsh realities of life, okay?
It's also funny.
Wait, really? Yeah. What? I've never heard of this show.
Yeah, well, sorry. It's a movie. It's not a show. It's just a movie. It's an anime movie. It's an old one. It's dope.
Alrighty, then.
No, well, shit. Hour and a half episode here.
Yeah, man. All right, well, thank you for watching. Next week, we are going to do... What the fuck was it called?
Degrassi.
Yeah. Toradora.
Oh, jeez.
Which is some show that Joe wants to watch. Thanks.
It's the greatest love story ever told.
Greatest story where Dora the Explorer rides a tiger. And it's a good show. It's my favorite.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
You work. This boy's got better things to do. Hey. and leather kiss girls and pearls. Hot damn, everybody, let's play. So they promised you a good job. No way. One, two, three, rep. Come on, everybody, don't need this crap. With a hip hop vibe, a white cool cap with a chill be hat. Maple leather and studs is the way you act. Make the most of every day. Don't